You know, we would not have Christ's victorious church without Jesus, right? There'd be no church without Jesus. Wouldn't have happened. He wouldn't have said, I'm going to build this church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He would not have made that happen if it were not for a young Hebrew girl named Miriam. Miriam. We call her Mary. It was his mother. The one who was told by an angel, look, you're going to get pregnant, and it's going to be God's baby, and you're going to be highly favored. You're going to be remembered forever. She was a young lady, probably a teenager, that God chose to bring the Messiah into the world. And I've entitled this message, A Mother's Love. A mother's love. There's no love like a mother's love. When the natural love of a mother is in place, there is no love like it. Because your mom's going to love you no matter what happens. Your mom's going to love you no matter how things go. Your mom's going to love you even if you bring reproach to her name. Your mom's going to love you. Jesus' mother complied. Even though it meant harassment and ridicule. All the wagging tongues of the day were going to wag. That little girl got pregnant. She's not even married yet. I wonder what her husband thinks of that. And on and on and on it would have went. Even though it meant suffering and sacrifice for her. She gave birth to that one child that completely changed the world forever. Never to be the same. By one child. She was a virtuous woman. And she was used by God as an example for all mothers to follow. Pretty simple. Pretty plain. And she is also an example for the bride of Christ to model. You see, as we go through the passage in Proverbs that we're going to look at today, we're going to see the correlation, the connection, the way that we can apply that passage not only to individual women or groups of women, but also to the entire body of Christ. Because she is an example for all mothers to follow. And the body of Christ follows that same example. Christ has prepared a wedding supper for His bride, and she is to bring as many as will come to that supper. And the bride as a collective, the church, Christ's victorious church, is to birth, to bring people into that new birth, the new life. So the picture of the bride as a mother is very fitting. Because souls are to be reborn. Not born in the physical sense, but reborn spiritually. And the bride of Christ is the one that births those children of God. We all know that being a mother's tough. It's hard work. It requires sacrifice. It requires tenacity. It requires a lot of dedication. Because everything in this world, everything in the world is against mothers now. Mothers are disenfranchised. Mothers are set aside. They're set apart. They're complained about. Mothers who want to nurse their children are complained about. Mothers who don't nurse their children are complained about. It doesn't matter what a mother does. Mothers are looked down on. They are the central, most important in this human race. Because without mothers, there would be none of us. Not one. None of us would exist without a mother. Almighty God, even though the world is against mothers, Almighty God is for mothers. And I say that because He uses mothers to create new life, to duplicate the creative process. God created man And then He created woman out of man, and then woman started to bring more of God's creation onto the face of the earth. It was God's work. And mothers were given the job. A natural mother's love starts in the womb. And it lasts a lifetime. My mother loved me till her dying day. And that love cannot be replaced. Nobody will love me the way that my mother loved me. No one loved you the way that your mother loved, even if it's less than what you thought it should be. We're to teach our children to honor their mother. And this is something that Jesus taught. It takes love to be a mother. It takes love to do what Jesus taught. Each of us has a mother, whether she's alive or not. And every year as we celebrate mothers and motherhood, I tell you of our responsibility to honor mothers. Not just our own, but all mothers. And for those that are alive, I try to help you to see ways that you're able to honor your mother. One year I said, you know what? If your mother has a favorite window that she likes to look out, how about planting a flower garden outside that window for her? So that every time she looks out that window, she sees the beauty of God's creation. Simple little way that somebody could honor their mother. My grandmother was one that she didn't need anything. Didn't need a thing. So one year I had the idea, I wrote up a little handwritten certificate, and I said, good for any time you need help at the house. Furnace work? Electrical switch doesn't work. The windows aren't opening or closing. Boy, she used that one. And it helped me to be closer to my grandmother. My other grandmother had passed by then. We can honor our mom or our wife by honoring all mothers. It's an honoring thing that we can do. My children were always embarrassed, and I've shared this before. Forgive me if you all have heard this before, but they were always embarrassed. We'd be in the store together. Somebody's pushing a cart, maybe me, maybe one of them, and I'd see somebody who was pregnant, okay, about to deliver, usually. I don't take a chance if they don't look like they're about to deliver, okay? But they look like this woman, these women, whenever I would just approach them. And I would say, do you mind if I pray for you and your baby? You are the best mother. And I would tell children that their mother was the best mother in the whole world because she brought them into the world. Just like I told these ones today. It's celebrating motherhood and honoring mothers isn't just for this day. This is a day we've set aside for it. But we need to do it all year round. We can reach out and share the faith of our mothers in love. Now, maybe our mothers weren't faithful. What do we do about that, right? Well, there are faithful mothers in the Scripture. I had a book that was entitled All the Women of the Bible. I loaned it to somebody. It was a woman. She didn't bring it back. I was looking for it. I wanted to see if I could glean something from that to share in the message today, and I couldn't find the book. You know, I want us to be able to share the faith. And that is truly the goal of this message today, is that each one of us would be encouraged to share our faith. I really hope that that's what I accomplished today. And I want us to honor all who bring children into the world. So if you will, open your Bible to the 31st chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 31. We are going to begin at verse 10. That's on page 448 in your pew Bible. Proverbs chapter 31, beginning at verse 10. And I was going to just skip a little bit, but I think we're just going to read that entire passage, about 20 verses or so, 21 verses. But before we go there, why don't we pray? Heavenly Father, our need for You is great. Please open our ears to hear from You today, Father. Please remove anything that restricts or blocks our hearing and our learning. God, please help us. Please take these stammering lips of mine, my tongue, and use them, Lord, to bring glory to Your name. Please feed our souls with your truth today. Father, please cover us with your Spirit. Enable us to receive what you have for all who receive this message. God, fill us to overflowing. Empower us to store and recall your message today. The truths of the message that you bring out of your word today. Guide us, Lord. Guide us to share and live in your truth. Use us now and forever, I pray in Christ's name. And all God's people said, amen. Proverbs 31:10. This is what we hear there. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine, linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I trust that God will add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His Word. As we're reading that passage, I'm making application to today. You know, today women aren't running a spindle. You know, they're not making clothes the way that they once did. They're not doing a lot of those things. But what it's essentially saying is women are industrious. They keep themselves busy. They assist in the raising of the children, which is one of the most important aspects in anybody's lives. This passage helps us to see God's ideas of being a wife and a mom. A virtuous wife is far more valuable than any earthly treasure. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not turning my wife in for a bag of gold, okay? It is not going to happen. I can assure you. My wife is worth more than rubies, okay? Diamonds, as our society looks at for value. There's no godly man with a godly wife who would trade her for anything. Tell me, gentlemen. No, I can't. If your wives are here, you can't. Because if you would, then you'll get smacked. That she hits hard, John says. I know you wouldn't turn in your wife because she's there for you. Your heart safely trusts her. We know our wives are faithful. Even if we have doubts because of our own insecurities, we know our wives are faithful. Our faithful mother ensures her family's needs are met. Any faithful mother makes sure that the needs of her family are met. The godly woman's a hard worker. She's strong and industrious. She knows the value of what she provides for her family. She's known to speak with gentle wisdom. Now get over here right now! Right? That's probably gentler than it could have been. And certainly is wise to obey her. Right? I've heard of many mothers and grandmothers who use broomsticks to help pass along their wisdom. She stays busy. She looks after her family's needs. She's praised and appreciated by her husband and her children. She's worthy of honor. And so we set aside a day like today to honor mothers. Our mother, the mothers that we know, and maybe even those mothers that we don't know. Maybe there are mothers who are not being honored. Maybe there are mothers who are not being appreciated. Maybe there are mothers that have been set aside, pushed to the margins of our society because motherhood isn't celebrated anymore. Charm is deceptive. Beauty deceives and disappears. But the women who honor the Lord should be praised. That's what the proverb just told us. She's clothed in strength and honor, and she will rejoice in eternity. Thank God for the role of mothers in our lives. All of us have had a mother, some mother, whether it be an adoptive mother, because I had somebody one time complain, my mother put me up for adoption, why should I honor my mother? Some other mother raised you, honor that mother. There are many fathers. We had a dear saint named Esther. Every time we came up to Mother's Day or Father's Day, she'd remind me of the fathers who raised their children. So make sure that you mention them. Or the mothers who were raising their children alone for Father's Day. There are many people who have mothers today who are not godly women. And it's nothing new. The Bible is full of examples of ungodly women. Ungodly women who were not good mothers. We see mothers who were sacrificing their children to this god Moloch. Throw them in the fire. Living babies. Not good. But even if our mother is or was not a godly woman, not what God's Word relates as desirable, we can praise Him for her. Because she brought us into the world. It wasn't until my mom died that I realized that she was battling things that were I had no way of comprehending. I had no way of understanding. And now think about your own children, those of you who have children. They don't comprehend the things that you've been through in your life that have made you who you are. And sometimes they may not understand why you do what you do or why you say what you say. And so it's difficult for them maybe to comprehend why they should obey you or honor you. They can't understand, nor could we. Maybe we're not always honoring to our parents. I know I didn't always honor my mother. I didn't dishonor her. I didn't disrespect her. But it wasn't honoring to her for me to be out in the world sinning instead of preaching, because my mother was a praying woman. And she knew that I had on me the hand of God. And it was by her prayers that I'm here today, folks. I'm telling you right now. Otherwise, I'd have been dead a long time ago. And without your mom, or without my mom, none of us would exist. Thank God for your mother. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Give Him praise for all the mothers. Your mom chose to bring you into this world. And it was a mother's love. Even if it was a small amount, it was a mother's love that brought you into this world. And maybe if this world wasn't fallen, maybe our mothers would have been the greatest mothers. And maybe we all would be different too. But no matter what, we can live by the Word of God and we can honor mothers today. We can love and honor all mothers. Jesus said we're to love Him more than our parents though. So when we are honoring mothers and we're honoring our mother, we're not to overdo it. He compared faithful believers to his mother and his family. One time he was preaching and they said, hey, your mother and your brothers are outside. Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He said, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. And that's in Matthew's gospel. In Luke's gospel, it's written that he said, my mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it. Follow the will of God. It's God's will that we honor our mother and our father and our mother. It is God's will. Jesus criticized the religious leaders for dishonoring their moms because they used God as an excuse. Well, what I would have given to you to take care of you, mom, I had to give it to the temple. Cheating their mom out of the help that they could have given. Jesus said everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for His name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and inherit. It will inherit eternal life. Matthew 19, verse 29. So we're not to get all caught up in honoring mothers. We're not to get so caught up that we ignore God. And at the same time, we're not to honor God so much that we ignore our mothers or our fathers. Jesus said those religious leaders nullified God's commandment by their own tradition because they had a tradition of giving something to the temple. And they'd cheat their mom out of helping her. Oh, I'm sorry you're hungry, mom, but I'd like to help you, but they were liars. They were of their father, the devil. Those who come to Christ cannot be His disciples unless they love Him more than their parents, more than their spouse, more than their children, their brothers, their sisters, and their very selves. There's a balance. So when we're honoring, let's remember, we're honoring for the purpose of honoring God. It's not to overdo it. And remember that Jesus had John, the apostle John, take care of Miriam until her death. His mom. There's a song that I have sung a few times on Mother's Day and at other times. When Jesus was on the cross, He told John, take my mother home. Take care of her. And John did. That Proverbs passage that we read can be applied to our character as followers of Christ also. Our character. The way that we carry ourselves. The way that we live our lives. No, we're not moms. But in the spiritual sense, we are to be birthing children into the kingdom of God. Each and every one of us. Our Lord wants a faithful, loving wife. We are the bride of Christ, after all. He wants us to have strong moral fiber. He wants to be able to trust us. He wants us to be faithful. He wants a faithful, loving wife. He trusts her. She serves Him. That's what He wants. He wants us to help Him bring those souls that He bought and paid for into His kingdom. We're not to harm Him any day of our life. The bride of Christ looks for what's needed and lovingly meets the needs. And what are those needs? Well, for clothing, for housing, for food, nourishment, visiting when we're sick or in prison. Everyone in authority knows of her husband because all authority comes from Almighty God through Jesus Christ. And whether they acknowledge Him or recognize Him, the authority that they operate under, it's His authority. It is His and His alone. They would have no authority except from Him. Jesus, in fact, said that to the very people that were going to crucify Him. You would have no authority except my Father above had given it to you. Okay? The bride of Christ invests in the spreading of the good news. She works long and lovingly labors hard to spiritually feed others. These are all allusions to the same picture there in Proverbs chapter 31. It's the same thing, folks. She puts on strength like a belt. She works with power, laboring to deliver souls to her husband, building the family. Do you get it? Do you get what I'm saying? She opens her hands to the oppressed and she helps the needy. She knows that no matter what kind of stormy weather there is, that her family's protected. She's dressed with the armor of strength and nobility as the bride of the King of Kings, and she smiles at the future. Because the bride knows the future is bright. Christ, the victorious King, comes for His bride, and there is the wedding supper of the Lamb, and there will be eternal life for all. Whosoever will may come, He says. The bride of Christ births those children into the kingdom of God, and those children then they also bring others in. And the family grows. Christ's bride speaks with wisdom and gives tender instruction, and sometimes, get over here now! She keeps a close eye on the conduct of her family. In today's church, it's a really difficult situation because if you point out the error, you're called a legalist. If you don't point out the error, you're called a liberal. Well, God's Word points out the error, so I've got to give you God's Word. So I say, this is what God says. If your life doesn't line up with what God says, then make a check on yourself and then go into the Word of God and say, okay, this is what God's Word says. You know, we hear about these problem passages for doctrines, and I've said this before. There are many people that say, well, you know, our doctrine says da-da-da-da-da, but this passage says da-da-da-da-da. And so that's a problem passage. That's how they describe it. I'm not making this up, okay? But I tell people, if you have a problem passage with your doctrine, and it's your doctrine that's the problem, because there's no problems in the Bible. There's no problems in the Word of God. God's Word is true. Christ blesses His bride, and in the end she'll be praised and blessed with everlasting life. That's amazing to think about. Living a virtuous life in Christ is a way of honoring our mothers, who labored to bring us into this life, and they labored to sustain it. As I wrap this up, I want you to think about ways to lovingly honor your mother, whether she's here or she's passed on. It's written in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I knew you before you were in the womb." Before! There is nobody that can tell me that an unborn child in the womb of a woman is not alive. Nobody can convince me of that. By honoring mothers, we are also celebrating life. Life. Each of us has been given life by the grace of Almighty God and the willingness of our mother to participate in that process, just as Jesus' mother participated in the process. Because she was going to have a hard life. Her son was going to be sacrificed. Sacrificed for us. And not just us. For the sins of the world. Each of us can thank God for our mothers. True followers of Jesus Christ can understand that only God gives life, and only God is permitted to take it away. And I'm not here to beat anybody up. If any of you have had an abortion, God forgives. He will forgive. I can affirm by God that that's true. Honor your mother as you honor young mothers. Come alongside of the young mothers that are struggling. Maybe dad didn't step up to the plate. Give them a hand. Help them. Assist them. Maybe they need help. Instead of walking into their kitchen and seeing the dishes stacked up and complaining what a sloppy mother they are, dig in and help them wash those dishes. You see the house needs a little tidying up. Maybe give them a hand and help them to tidy it up. I see how much of a handful our grandson Aiden is with Abby. And sometimes she just throws her hands up in exasperation. So I just cleaned this up and he made a mess of it again. And that's just the way it is, folks. But let's not criticize the young mothers. Let's come alongside of them. Let's assist them. Let's not do as some have tried to do and harm them. Let's be Christ to them. We can honor our mothers by sharing in the spreading of the good news, near and far, in love. We can labor to deliver souls to Christ as an act of love. We can honor Him and our moms who labored to deliver us into the world. Give honor to your mom and our Lord by sharing His good news. There is no better gift that you can give to the world than to share with a mother the love of God, the love of Christ, to draw them into the kingdom. And imagine how many lives after that, when the children are raised in a godly home, when those children themselves, by God's grace, are also becoming parents and raising their children in the likeness of Christ. You don't know how far that will go. You can have an impact upon the world further than you can even imagine. Just help those young mothers come to Christ. Honor your mother, whether she's living here or with the Lord. Seek to find ways to serve Almighty God by honoring all mothers who choose life. And as a mother comforts her child, I believe God will comfort each of us as we share the love of our mothers with others. As we come alongside of others, young men, young women, and assist them in that difficult, difficult struggle to raise children in today's world. Let's be Christ to all that we encounter. And let's bring the gospel to bear upon their lives. Let's be like Mary, Miriam. Let's say yes to God. And let's birth new life into the spiritual kingdom of God. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to honor mothers. We know that by honoring mothers, we are also celebrating life. That life that You give and only You can give. Each of us has been given life. We've received life from You. And by our mother's willingness to participate in that process. Help us, Father. Help us to honor our mothers even today. By honoring all young mothers who are dishonored and devalued and disenfranchised by our society. Help us to help young mothers, whether they're in our families or not. Help us, Father, to honor motherhood as a way to honor our mother and to honor You. Help us, Father, to honor our mother by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Help us to labor in the delivery of souls to You in Your kingdom. Those souls that You bought and paid for, I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. We are going to sing Nothing Between.